This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Listening Time Podcast. Hey everybody, this is Connor, and you're listening to episode 128 of the Listening Time Podcast. I hope everyone is doing great. I've had a rough week because I was sick this week, and I think in my last episode, my voice was very weak. This time, it's a little bit better because I've had a couple more days to recover, but I'm still not at 100%, but I'm getting there. Hopefully in a couple days I'll be back to normal, but thank you all for your patience with my sick voice, but I don't think it's too bad, right? Today in this episode, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We also refer to this as AI. That's probably what I'm going to say throughout this episode. AI, artificial intelligence. This is a really relevant topic in 2023 at the time of recording this. A lot of people are talking about artificial intelligence. More and more people are starting to discuss this topic because every day we are advancing more and more with artificial intelligence and the capabilities of AI. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. I'll talk a little bit about the benefits, the risks, and some examples of AI. So I'm sure you're all going to be interested in this topic. This is one that's relevant for most of us, I think. And before we get started, remember that if you feel ready to start practicing with real conversations between native speakers, then make sure to sign up for my US Conversations podcast, in which I talk to different people from around the country, and we have natural conversations, and we speak at normal speed, and you have the transcript with definitions of different key words and phrases that we use. So if you're interested in that, make sure to go down and click on the link in the episode description below the episode. That's patreon.com/US Conversations. And if you don't feel ready for that yet, but you want to practice with my advanced episodes where it's just me speaking, but fast at normal speed and with the transcript, then make sure to become a Listening Time family member and you'll get 2 new advanced episodes every month. The link is also in the description below this episode. That's patreon.com/listeningtime. And if you like this podcast, please share it with anyone else you know who's learning English and give it a 5-star rating and write a review. All right, let's get started. Are your ears ready? You know what time it is. It's listening time. Okay, let's talk about artificial intelligence, AI. So, what is AI? AI refers to the development of computer systems to perform tasks and solve problems that normally require human intelligence. Okay, that's kind of a technical definition, but I think you get the point, right? It's kind of like developing robots with human capabilities in terms of their intelligence, right? So this is AI. So what are the benefits of artificial intelligence? Why do people want this? Why are people excited about the development of AI? Well, one of the biggest advantages, the biggest benefits of using this technology is that it can improve efficiency. It can make certain processes vastly more efficient. When I use the adverb vastly, I'm saying largely, in a great way, okay? So AI can really improve efficiency. It can make things much faster and easier than if a human had to do that task. And when it comes to making decisions, AI can make really quick decisions, decide things and act and do things really fast, and we can save a lot of time. That's, of course, one of the biggest benefits of AI. It's really efficient, it saves us time, and it makes processes easier, right? So that's a big benefit. Another benefit is the automation aspect of AI. This is something that also improves efficiency. So when I talk about automation, I'm referring to making tasks automated that used to be done by humans so that a human doesn't need to do it. If you can use AI to generate an invoice when you make a sale, then you can just dedicate your time to doing something else, and that invoice gets generated automatically. The AI does it, and you don't need to worry about that. You can do something else that's more important. So that's really cool. By the way, what's an invoice? An invoice is a bill where you say what product or service was given and how much it cost. That's an invoice, right? So you can do things like automate the process of generating invoices or even writing emails and responding to customers or whatever. So that can really help people to just not need to spend their own energy on tasks that can be automated. So that's a cool benefit. Another benefit is data analysis. So AI is capable of analyzing data really well and really fast. So when you have data, and this would take a long time for you to analyze and reach certain conclusions, and you might possibly make mistakes, AI can probably help a lot in this regard. It can analyze this data. It has the capability of doing so in a way that we probably can't replicate, we humans, right? So that's another benefit. Another benefit that I kind of just mentioned is AI can help reduce human error. So we're humans and we make mistakes, and a lot of these mistakes can be avoided if an AI does the task instead of a person. So this can be a big benefit because AI often does things perfectly or makes very few mistakes, and it can do things in a way that just reduces the overall number of errors. So if being correct and not making mistakes is important in your task or your job or whatever you're doing, then this can be a big benefit for you because AI can reduce these human errors. So that's another benefit. Before we continue, let me tell you about our sponsor, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you can get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you can skip going to the grocery store and instead use HelloFresh to make home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. The holidays are coming up, and HelloFresh can take the stress out of cooking this season by delivering everything you need to prepare a delicious meal right to your door, which saves you tons of time. We all know that life can get chaotic around the holidays, and that's where HelloFresh's 15-minute meals come in. These quick fixes help you get a delicious, wholesome meal on the table faster than it takes to get delivery. My family has benefited from HelloFresh, not just because of how quick it makes everything, but also because of the variety of recipes that it offers. With over 45 weekly recipes to choose from, HelloFresh has given us plenty of tasty meals to enjoy. That's why HelloFresh is so great. In addition to being fast and easy, it also keeps your cooking and your food exciting. You can see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/listeningfree and use code listeningfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/listeningfree with code listeningfree. Another benefit is that AIs can act as assistants to us. It's kind of like having your own assistant right there with you. So when you need something, when you need some information, when you need help solving something, your AI assistant is right there, ready to help you. So that's really cool. That's something that a lot of us have never had before. We've never had an assistant who can do things for us, but AIs are now fulfilling that role for many people. So that's another benefit. And one more is that AIs are always available, usually. So your normal human assistant is probably only available during certain hours of the day, but you can access your AI assistant 24/7. That phrase 24/7 refers to 24 hours, 7 days a week. It just means always. So AIs are always available. You can get help from this AI whenever you need it. That's something that we can't replicate with just one person because people need to sleep. People aren't always working. But an AI doesn't need to sleep. So this assistant is always available to help you. So that's another really cool benefit. And I'm sure there are many other benefits of AI, but I just discussed a handful of them here. By the way, a handful refers to several. It just means several of something, a handful of something. So those were some of the benefits, but there are also risks and concerns that people have regarding AI. So what are some things that people are concerned about or afraid of when it comes to AIs? Well, maybe one of the biggest fears is that people think that AIs will eventually turn on humans. When we use the phrasal verb turn on in this context, we're saying that someone was your friend or your ally, and then they betray you and they start to go against you and they become your enemy. They turn on you. So people are concerned that AIs will eventually turn on us and they will eventually want to destroy humans, and they will go beyond what we want them to do, and they will start to do things that we didn't foresee, and then they will turn on us and destroy us. By the way, the word foresee means that you envision something or imagine something in the future. You can predict it or imagine it in the future. So that's one that a lot of people are afraid of. And they've seen this in certain movies where robots take over the world. So that can be a concern that some people have. I don't necessarily have this concern, but other people do. Another concern is that AI can be misused. When something is misused, that means that it's used in the wrong way. So when I say it can be misused, really what I'm saying is that it can be used to do bad things, things that are not desirable for people. So if someone who has bad intentions is able to use AI to their advantage, who knows what they're capable of doing, right? That's a concerning thought, to think that bad people can use this really powerful technology to do things, to hurt people, to commit crimes, whatever. So that's a legitimate concern that a lot of people have. And one of the biggest concerns, maybe the one that people talk about the most when it comes to AI, is they think that AI is going to take their job. AI is going to take a lot of our jobs. AI is going to replace humans. So this is definitely something that people are afraid of, and it's going to happen. I think it's inevitable that many jobs will be replaced by AI. Many jobs have already been replaced by AI, I think. I think if we talk about jobs that require a low level of skills and don't require a lot of physical effort, these jobs have come under attack by AI. AI can easily replace humans in certain roles. So that's a legitimate concern that some people have as well. So we'll have to see how that plays out. When I say that something plays out, I'm saying let's see how it happens, how the events unfold, how it plays out, okay? Another legitimate concern that people have regarding AI is the manipulation that can be done using AI. I'm referring to things like deepfakes. A deepfake is a piece of content, maybe a video, for example, that looks like a person talking, and it looks exactly like the real person, and the voice sounds exactly like their real voice, but in reality, it's not a real video of that person talking. AI was used to replicate that and make it look like this person is saying this thing or doing this thing, but in reality, it's fake. So you can imagine the type of problems that that can cause when people are making deep fakes, right? So that's another concern. And one other concern is that we will become too dependent on AI. We might forget how to do basic things, and we might not learn as well or be able to accomplish basic tasks as well anymore because AI does everything for us. And that's something that will most likely happen as time goes on. People will forget how to do things that they don't need to do anymore. So depending on the person, that might be concerning, or maybe you're not concerned about that, but some people are. So that's another possible risk or concern regarding AI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, let me talk about a few examples of AI. So the first one that I want to talk about is chatbots. These are the robot chats that respond to your questions online. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this before, where you go on a website and this chat box opens up and there's a bot, a robot, right, who asks you if you need help with something. And these chatbots can answer most of your routine questions, and they can sound pretty human, and they can be pretty useful, of course. Some of them are getting more advanced and are starting to seem more and more human now, to the point where maybe if someone doesn't know what a chatbot is, they might just assume they're talking to a real person, right? So I'm sure this technology will continue to get more and more advanced, and will start to replace any other type of human help that a company gives. Instead of having a person answer your questions, this chatbot will do this in a more efficient way and will be able to give you that information faster and more accurately, and it will save time and save the company money. So that's a job that AI is now able to do pretty well. Not perfectly, but it's getting there. It's developing, and it's becoming more efficient. The responses are fast, and over time, I think chatbots will become the norm for a lot of companies. Right now, I would say that I, as a consumer or a customer, I don't really like chatbots at this point, and I think that they'll still need to improve more before I use these chatbots. I don't use them mostly because I find that they still lack some things that a human has. When you lack something, this means that you don't have it. So when I ask questions that are out of the ordinary, when they're more complex, sometimes they can't really help me. So I don't really use these chatbots yet, but I'm sure that in a few years, I'll be able to use them and be satisfied with their responses. So that's one example of artificial intelligence. Another one, maybe the most popular one nowadays, is ChatGPT. I'm sure you've heard of this before. What is ChatGPT? Well, this is a tool that can generate human-like responses to instructions that you give it. And it takes in, it digests large quantities of text data, and then it infers relationships among these different words. When I say infer, it's kind of like saying assume. So it assumes or it infers these different relationships among the different words to be able to analyze all of this and give you a proper response. And its capability, its ability to do this increases as the amount of data increases. So that was kind of technical, but I think you get the point, right? It's this tool that's able to use data, use all of this information, and very quickly and efficiently make connections and analyze and create a response in a really effective way. So that's ChatGPT, and a lot of people are starting to use this. I haven't used it yet, to be honest, but I've watched other people use it. Some students of mine use it, and we kind of look at it together during classes, and I've seen how it works, and eventually I'll use it, but I'm always pretty slow to adopt new technology, so it'll take me a little while, but eventually I'm sure I'll start using it. And how can we use ChatGPT to our advantage? Well, if you don't like writing emails, then maybe ChatGPT can write emails for you. I know a lot of people do that. They use ChatGPT to respond to their emails. For me, I don't think I would ever do this because I am a writer and I'm very, very particular about how I like my writing to sound. Of course, I'm not a perfect writer. Obviously, I make mistakes, and I don't always say things in the perfect way, but I am very particular about how I want things to sound, and so I don't really want a full email generated for me. I think it's better for me to write it and then to get some corrections and suggestions. That works better for me. So I don't think I'll ever use ChatGPT to just write all my emails, but some people might do that. And so that's one use of ChatGPT. Another one could be to write blog posts. If you want to have a blog and you want ChatGPT to write the whole post for you, you can do that. So you can create a lot of content now, pretty creative content with ChatGPT, and it's making this type of content creation more efficient, and a lot of people are doing that now. I also had a student that was using ChatGPT to help them practice preparing for an interview. So ChatGPT generated scripts for different interview questions and answers, and we used that in our class to role play and practice for the interview. When you role play, this means that you play a part and you imagine that you're in the real situation. You're role playing. And you can use ChatGPT to help in your coding if you're a programmer, or just to brainstorm in general. When you brainstorm, this means that you think and come up with ideas about something. That's brainstorming. So if you need to do a project, but first you just want to think of different ideas, ChatGPT can help you brainstorm and do that. And in general, you can just learn things using ChatGPT. You can ask it questions and learn more about things that you're curious about. And there are many, many other usages of ChatGPT, but I just wanted to mention a few. And one other example that I wanted to mention, an example of AI, is self-driving cars. So we're already seeing this nowadays. Self-driving cars are becoming a thing now. And so one of the biggest benefits of cars that can drive themselves is that it reduces human caused accidents. So humans cause accidents all the time because we do things that we shouldn't do in the car. We make movements and maneuvers that we shouldn't, and this causes accidents. So self-driving cars can reduce that. They can make traffic flow more efficiently. They can make traffic flow faster, and there won't be as much traffic on the road. When the light turns green, all of the cars will just start advancing together if they're all self-driving, right? They won't have to wait for the car in front of them. And then they start, and then the car behind them starts. No, it won't be like that, like it is when humans drive. All of the cars will just go at the same time. Things will be faster. The cars might be able to communicate with each other and use that technology to coordinate with each other to make things better. So there are tons of benefits. But of course, there are risks. These might be hacked, right? Someone might hack your car, and that would be a disaster if your machine got hacked and you're driving fast in it. And you can imagine the consequences of that. And of course, the authorities, the government, or whoever might be able to take control over it. And that's kind of a scary thing as well. So, of course, there are some risks here, some concerns that people have regarding self-driving cars. But this is something that's definitely in progress right now. We're seeing more and more of this. All right, that's it for today. I hope this episode was interesting for you. Remember that if you want to practice with real conversations, then sign up for my US Conversations podcast. This will be really helpful for you if you need to reach that next level of listening where you can understand people when they're talking to each other. This will be very helpful for you. So the link is in the description below this episode. That's patreon.com/US Conversations. Or if you just want my advanced episodes where I talk fast, but just to the microphone, not another person, then make sure to become a Listening Time family member, and you can practice with English spoken at real speed. And if you like this podcast, please give it a 5-star rating and write a review and share it with anyone else you know who's learning English. All right, thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you on the next episode of Listening Time. Before we continue, let me tell you about our sponsor, Rosetta Stone. As you all know, learning a language is challenging. Well, Rosetta Stone is a great tool that can help you with this challenge so you can improve your English or learn any of the other 25 languages that it offers. Rosetta Stone has helped millions of people learn foreign languages over the last 30 years. The idea behind Rosetta Stone is to provide you with a more natural and intuitive language learning method compared to other types of courses. Instead of focusing on tests, drills, or boring memorization, Rosetta Stone helps you develop your language skills naturally, using interesting stories, dialogues, and visuals. In this way, you'll learn the language a little more like a child learns their first language, not just by memorizing things, but through engaging exposure to the language. Rosetta Stone is also convenient to use because of the flexibility of its lessons. They're full of helpful content, but they're also pretty short, and you can do them whenever you have the time. This will help you work them into your schedule more easily. And one other cool feature that Rosetta Stone has is its speech recognition tool called True Accent. It can detect the differences between your pronunciation and a native speaker's pronunciation, so it can give you feedback on how you're pronouncing words and help you improve. As you can see, Rosetta Stone is a language learning tool with a ton of value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Listening Time listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/listeningtime today.